Now, it was 2 years ago today that flames ripped through the massive roof of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, sending its spire crashing through to the vaults below. Now, more than 700 days later, the complex effort to secure the site ahead of a massive restoration is almost complete. This morning, French President Emmanuel Macron observed the work to salvage and restore the world-famous cathedral. Well, for more on this, we can talk now on the line from Paris to Sharon Gaffney. Sharon, people may recall that, really, I think in the hours after the blaze, Mr. Macron promising that the cathedral would be restored, rebuilt and reopened to worship by 2024. Are they on track?
Yes, well, that's still the plan, Brian. But the restoration team, the president and the mayor of Paris, they all say that they're still on track to reopen the cathedral to worshippers in some form in 2024. Now, at that stage, there will be still some construction work to be carried out, particularly on the outside of the building. But the plan at this stage, and everybody says it's still on track to reopen it in time for 2024, as Macron promised back in the days, just in the wake of the blaze. Now, we had, like, if you'll remember, there was a massive outpouring of grief, really, in France, right across the world, and over 800 million euro worth of donations were pledged. The culture minister was talking about that in the Senate actually yesterday, saying that that should be enough, that sum, that massive sum of 800 million euros should be enough to see the restoration project completed. It so far cost over 165 million euros, and there have been several setbacks along the way. Of course, we have had delays due to COVID. There were also concerns back in the wake of the fire about possible lead contamination at the site. But at the moment, yes, the cathedral is due to reopen for 2024, all things going well.
And over the last 2 years, the focus has been on clearing the site, which itself has been a huge, very complex and very difficult task.
Yes, and the restoration work itself, that hasn't even gotten underway. So what's been happening over the last 2 years is the masterpieces that were inside the building, they've been removed, the ones that survived the fire. Also the windows, there were 2,000 panels, including the famous rose windows, if you know them, on the side of the cathedral. They were taken away. Now, the restoration work on those, for example, hasn't even gotten underway, and it won't until later in the year. So what they're doing at the moment in terms of this famous stained glass windows, they're being examined. There's a workshop set up in an old chateau just east of Paris. So there are scientists and researchers working, like, chemically treating those windows before the actual restoration work itself gets underway. Now, most of the work to kind of stabilise the building, that has been done mostly. There's still concern, and Macron was looking at that today, that the vaults, they're still at risk of collapse. So some more work still has to be done on the interior of the building.
And just briefly, Sharon, one of the challenges was to find timber to replace the massive oak beams that held the roof up, and the difficulty of sourcing that for the restoration. Have they dealt with that?
Yes, a few weeks ago, actually, there was we had a lot of reports here in France. There was a large forest. Actually, so many volunteers came forward, Brian, actually, to offer their oak trees that could be used, you know, national parks, wanted to kind of contribute to the effort to restore the cathedral. So lots and lots of donations of oak trees were made to the cathedral. But they, that's all in the process of being moved to the site.
Very good.
All part of the restoration.
We look
effort.
Forward to checking back with you again as the work progresses. Sharon Gaffney in Paris, thanks for that. And just before we go to